If you're watching this channel, it's because you don't enjoy watching the world squander what Christendom built, but you want to do your part. And chances are you've heard me mention a great means by doing just that. Email made by and for Catholics. Check out fidei.email. That's FIDEI.email. Built for Catholic individuals, families, organizations, and groups. They're private, secure, and of course, they're Catholic. And they're offering 2 months off on your first year for an annual subscription if you enter the coupon code Return to Tradition without spaces. That's the name of this channel, without spaces, at checkout.
A couple of weeks ago, a story came and went in the news that left a lot of people scratching their heads. Francis, who had relegated the title Vicar of Christ to one of the historic titles for the papacy, has reinstated the title of Patriarch of the West. This, again, left a lot of people kind of scratching their heads, wondering what's this going on, and it left people sort of assuming that this had to do with ecumenical dialogue with the East, the only form of ecumenical dialogue that actually matters. A reunification of the apostolic Christianity is a laudable goal to work towards, and there are a lot of barriers to that. Most recently, Fiducia Supplicans, but some other barriers as well, including the liturgy. It turns out the Eastern Orthodox and the Coptic Orthodox and others have, their patriarchs have publicly said they don't think the new Mass, the Novus Ordo, is even legitimate or valid. They have very serious questions about it. It's a topic for another day. I'll mention more on that, I think, towards the end. But this restoration of the title, Patriarch of the West, it's a historic title for the papacy. One that Benedict XVI eliminated quietly in 2006, and it left a lot of people scratching their heads back then. And now Francis, having reinstated it, has caused more confusion on the ecumenical dialogue front. When it comes to real, needed ecumenical dialogue, Francis can't seem to win these days. So let's get some context by going to the National Catholic Register, which is the print arm of EWTN, to get some context on the original restoration of the title. And then we'll talk about what an Orthodox theologian has to say on this and how he's confused about this. So, headline from the National Catholic Register. Patriarch of the West. Pope Francis heads forward into the past. Analysis. The restoration of the papal title is the latest example. Heading forward into the past. Now, this is, of course, that's the language of progress, and it's the sort of progress we expect from the modernists. They always, always root their proposed changes to the faith by claiming that they're restoring some ancient practice of the church. Most of the time, their claims on that front are pure nonsense. This one is not pure nonsense, but they're still going to make the same kind of argument here, as you're going to see. The National Catholic Register is the print arm of EWTN, and this is kind of one of those examples of them almost trying to play both sides of the argument here. And you're going to see that especially when they're talking about some of the things that have caused division between the East and West under Francis. From the article, quote, Pope Francis has often warned against Inditrism in this latest period of his pontificate. It's an unwieldy term in English, but there's nothing arcane about it. The word comes from the Italian inditro, or backward, and could be rendered backwardism without too much trouble. He has repeatedly warned that attending to the history of the church does not mean looking backward, that tradition is not the preservation of ashes. He's not wrong about any of that, but he has used the rhetorical trope, an effective homiletic, to justify some controversial acts of his church governance. Pope Francis used this kind of reasoning to justify the restrictive measures he imposed on the celebration of liturgical rites according to the old liturgical books. He's also used it to explain or even defend his proposed solution to borderline pastoral situations, such as the blessings for the so-called irregular couples, provided by the controversial Fiducia Supplicans Declaration. Perhaps none of that is really surprising. What is surprising, though, is how several decisions Pope Francis has made throughout his 11-year pontificate do look backward, at least two before Benedict XVI's papacy. These decisions suggest that Benedict XVI's pontificate has been put on hold, and that his legacy has been put aside. The most recent of these decisions is reinstating the title Patriarch of the West, among the attributes of the Pope. Benedict XVI eliminated this title. The Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, as it was then styled, explained the decision in a lengthy note dated March 22, 2006. underlying that the title was eliminated for conceptual issues. The West no longer meant a limited geographic territory, but a cultural area that also included the United States and New Zealand, and also to improve ecumenical relations, effectively not putting the Pope in competition with the patriarchates present in the Orthodox Church. No explanation was given for re-including the title. It is difficult to think that this was prompted by the new ecumenical relations that have developed in these 11 years of the Francis Pontificate. Relationships have progressed very well, with several trips to Orthodox territories and improved ecumenical relations with everyone, at least until the publication of Fiducia Supplicans. End quote. Enough of that. Part of this is, I think, and they touch on this here, is the sweeping aside of Benedict XVI's papacy as sort of an aberration, as something that needed to be done away with, because Benedict XVI, for whatever else you may say about him, was a true believer in his hermeneutic of continuity, and as a true believer in that, he sought desperately to find ways to reconcile the innovations and the novelties of the post-conciliar era with the pre-conciliar church. Whether that was a fool's errand or not, I'll let you decide. I've made it pretty clear that I'm not much of a believer in the hermeneutic of continuity because there's just too many contradictions. But for whatever else you may want to say about Benedict, he desperately was trying to reconcile the two. And Francis's pontificate has made it very clear that they're not that interested in reconciling the hermeneutic of continuity, going so far as to suggest that other frames of reference, including the hermeneutic of continuity, though they never said it explicitly, were actually to be tossed out the window, and that the Vatican II essentially changed the church fundamentally, which is the argument that traditional Catholics tend to make. What they're not willing to admit in that article, though, is that Fiducia Supplicans basically destroyed all the work of ecumenical dialogue with the East. The various Eastern patriarchs have said as much. They have called Fiducia Supplicans overt heresy, and have said that any such talk of reunification with Rome is, at least for the time being, not feasible. Those are the reasons for that, and we'll talk about that here probably after this. You see, not only is Fiducia Supplicans a big barrier for this, but they've also are confused in general by Francis reinstating the Patriarch of the West title. For what reason? Again, the Orthodox at least understand the logic of Benedict ending the use of that title. The West is not a geographic term anymore. It's more of a cultural and geopolitical term versus what it was once upon a time, which was, you know, every territory west of a certain place in the church was the church in the West. So this theologian has got some questions, and this is published by katholisch.de. That is the official arm of the German bishops. This is their news website. Again, they're not going to publish anything that is even remotely critical of the German project or of Rome. But they published this, and that's kind of curious. This is from a European from Vienna, a theologian of the Orthodox Church in Vienna, which begs a lot of questions in general by itself. But they published this because everyone is confused about this Patriarch of the West thing, and it actually does add confusion to the church, which is Francis's specialty. Headline from Katholisch. A late unexplained renunciation of the unexplained renunciation. Orthodox theologian finds papal title in need of explanation. How many times can you fit variations of the word explanation in a title? But it's true, because Benedict didn't really offer much of an explanation aside from the cultural aspects of it, which, while they kind of understood it, it wasn't a satisfactory answer. There are a lot of historic titles to the papacy. And you're going to see in this explanation here, from this theologian, the actual, I think, core of the divide between the East and the West. And that is the role of the Roman pontiff as the vicar of Christ, whose job is to promote the social reign of Christ the King. From the article, quote, "The Viennese Orthodox theologian Ioan Moga is rather skeptical about Pope Francis's revival of the title Patriarch of the West. A historical title is being reintroduced, but without a declaration of intent, without interpretation," said the professor of Orthodox theology at the Catholic Theological Faculty of the University of Vienna to the Cath Press Agency. "A late unexplained renunciation of the unexplained renunciation," says Moga, who believes, quote, "ecumenism deserves more. The ecumenically minded Pope Benedict XVI had the title Patriarch of the West removed from the list of papal titles in 2006, in the first year of his term in office, thereby causing irritation in the churches of the East. Francis reintroduced it about around 2 weeks ago. Moga explained that the problem with the waiver in 2006 was not the waiver itself, but the lack of explanation. Above all, that was irritating. Everybody could interpret it differently because the waiver left a vacuum of interpretation. Benedict XVI then, as later, had no reason to snub the Orthodox. The same problem exists today with the silent revival of the title, says Moga. The theologian, who was born in Transylvania, pointed out that the title Patriarch of the West had hardly played a role in the Orthodox Catholic discussion before. And, quote, "The problem was and is the primacy of jurisdiction. This remains open with or without symbolic titles." Moga said in 2006 that he did not understand the excitement among some Orthodox theologians because, quote, "a relic from the past that no longer has any relevance in Roman Catholic ecclesiology must not be overestimated in serious ecumenical discussion." The ancient model of the Pentarchy, the five rule of the patriarchs of Rome, Constantinople, Alexandria, Antioch, and Jerusalem, no longer corresponds to a reality even in the Orthodox Church, but is merely a reference point for the church community in the first millennium, said Moga. Simply renouncing or reinstating the titles will not bring us any closer to this old church model. We know that from the dialogue so far. It is always about what the respective church understands by it, the theologian continued. While the current patriarch titles in the Orthodox Church correspond to canon law reality, the title Patriarch of the West is ultimately a shell, says Moga. What does Occident mean? As an aside, Occident is a word for Western. That's what it means. You don't hear that term much, but Occident means West. What does Occident mean from a canon law or ecclesiological point of view? Who belongs to this West? Feel this addresses Roman Catholic Christians in Africa and Asia. If not, then what patriarchate do they belong to? What to do with South America? He also considers it problematic to refer the title Patriarch of the West to the Roman Rite, says Moga. In summary, he does not see Pope Francis's resumption of the title as an ecumenical sign towards Orthodoxy or the Eastern Churches. A much stronger signal for him came from 2020 when the title Vicar of Jesus Christ was used for the first time in the papal yearbook, according to Moga, an ecclesiologically and theologically very problematic title that Orthodoxy has traditionally criticized. It was listed under the new category of historical titles. The inclusion of the category historical titles shows the distance of today's Pope Francis from this title, says Moga, that was and is to be welcomed, end quote. In other words, the Orthodox reject that the Pope, the Roman Pontiff, is the Vicar of Christ. That's heresy, strictly speaking. But we're not supposed to point things like that out, and not in the name of unity and ecumenical dialogue. We're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to point out that that's a gigantic barrier because it goes to the core of Catholic faith and our duty of obedience to the Roman Pontiff. In other words, that's a pretty big barrier. But there's another big barrier to Orthodox unity with Catholicism, and that's the new liturgy, the Novus Ordo Missae. A lot of Orthodox have said, their theologians, their patriarchs, have, we'll say, expressed skepticism of the validity of the new Mass, the validity of it. Not just that it's a rite of the Church at all, but that they have doubts about that sacrament in general. Not the traditional Mass, not the variations on the traditional Mass, the Ambrosian Rite, the Carmelite liturgy, the traditional Dominican liturgy, none of that, because you can trace those their organic development back to the Apostolic Age. But they have issues about the new Mass, because the new Mass was developed in a committee with no historical ties whatsoever. Some of the prayers written on napkins in a cafe. I mean, seriously, those are historic facts. And then with dubious claims about their historicity. The Orthodox have very serious doubts about that, and it's considered one of the largest stumbling blocks to unity. Notice, Francis will never touch that, though. But there it is. Francis restored a title almost certainly for promotion of ecumenical dialogue, and all it did was leave the people he wants to speak with confused. Go figure. Let me know what you think about this in the comments, please. Like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. So does sharing this on social media. That helps, too. And as always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.